she said something that really stuck with me. She said, it only takes one guy.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that.
And I thought to myself,
well,
like,
you didn't know that before.
Yeah, Big Cheese, that's like the big boy. That's the gang leader. That's Big Cheese.
Oh, that's guap.
I'm in the restroom talking to myself in the mirror, and then I don't realize she's watching me.
Yeah, it's like that type of shit.
Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host, Jason Kim.
Yes, sir.
Joel and my brother Paulie.
What's going on?
And on my left, we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And then on my left, we got Jennifer Lee.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on, y'all? Hey, yo, peep the tees.
Peep the graphic tees, man. Shout out to heavyweights, man. Shout out to heavyweights, bro. For blessing us with multiple tees each.
For real. They sent us like three, four tees each.
Jason needed that.
Bro, I needed that, bro.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with it too, bro.
Wait, did you see this tease for so long?
What? Did you see the hate comment on my TikTok? Yo, wait, bro.
No, bro.
I saw that too.
Bro, what was the hate comment?
He deleted it.
He did.
Wait, what was the hate comment? I thought you deleted it.
Nah, I was like, oh, that's fine with me.
No, I replied to it. Did you see my reply?
You're going off on that kid, bro.
Wait, what was it?
No, okay, so basically Jennifer posted a TikTok. So we went out last weekend.
We did.
And then we took a little ticky talky, and then some guy commented, yo, why is Jason always wearing the same tee? But the crazy part is, bro, that was a new tee.
Yeah.
Bro, that was a new tee.
It was. It was a new tee.
That was a new ass tee, bro. It was a new tee. I guess Jennifer was right. It looks like my other tee.
It does.
I literally said this one does too, bro.
Bro, this one, hey, peep the
They didn't even notice.
Come on, man. 21 and a boy, man. Come on now. Come on now.
Okay, well, at Nendeska, he said that's why he don't pull. And I said, I said, guarantee he still pull more than you, Nendeska.
Oh, I didn't see that. You didn't see that?
I got his ass. I said, guarantee he still pull more than you, Nendeska. Bye, only I can make fun of him. And of course, my comment got more likes. The second, he deleted it.
Wow.
No, that's crazy. Comment like a real man.
Yeah, yeah, leave your comment, bro. If you're leaving a hating comment in 2024, bro, don't delete it.
Bro, you know what? I noticed that whenever my comment reply gets more likes, they delete it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. See, that's what I'm saying. If you can't stand on your business, don't talk
fucking
your shit.
Annoying, man. And like, I'll reply a fire ass reply. And that's why it gets a lot of likes.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, bro, what are you doing deleting a TikTok comment, bro? It's a TikTok
comment. That's crazy, though. That is crazy.
That's funny though. It's literally a new ass tee too. But honestly, like I don't even care. Like you guys say all the time, I'm wearing the same shit.
Yeah, that's like a running joke for me.
Right, I don't even care.
It's like a running fact, bro. What do you mean running joke, bro? Yo, but did you guys have fun last? When was that? When we all drank together?
Dude, that was Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, bro, that was the first time we hung out outside the camera in so long.
In a while, a couple months probably. Yeah.
But like honestly, dude, it literally reminded me of like the old days, bro, drinking at that location.
Drinking with you, bro.
Classic spot, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's pretty active. I mean, like, it was. I had a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Jason Dennis, bro.
Jason Dennis, what do you mean?
Do you guys remember in the group chat this week what was going on with Jason?
No, what happened?
Oh, my God. Did you reply?
No, I didn't.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Sheesh.
But I mean, no, it's cool. I mean, like, Jennifer showed up like 3 hours late. But
yeah,
it's all good.
I feel like you got fucked in like the hour you were there, though.
No, yeah, she would catch it up. She would catch it up.
You did. Yeah. Damn, bro. How's it for you guys?
It was fun. I like the location.
Okay.
I like the inside. It looks more like Korea.
Yeah, it does. It does. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was cool. Yeah, we low-key got into it too, man. We was talking about some serious shit
too. But honestly, it's healthy always, bro. In a way, I think it's good to have those combos, especially when drunk, bro. Like, I don't know if it's the best while drunk, but it lets that kind of conversation come
out. It's terrible when you're drunk.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Just everything comes out. But I don't know if everything kind of registers.
Right.
That might be the problem. Everything does come out, though.
Yeah, I don't know. No, that's fucking funny, though.
I wonder if people... If the fan, there were like fans behind us, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we're just, we're low-key screaming at each other.
That dude pulled up, bro. Jennifer's like, no, we're talking right now.
Bro, I love that. He was like a little fucker though. Like,
was he?
Being a dick.
But she was trolling him at the end of the night though. The same guy.
He came up again. And this motherfucker was like, what's your name? And I was like, Jen. He's like, Jess.
Bro, that's bro. So annoying.
Get the
no,
fuck out of here.
That's just disrespectful.
And then
bro.
He comes up again when we're clearly in a conversation. That's why I didn't like that. Because mm-hmm. he was just coming in. It's clear that we're like in a very heated conversation. He's like, let's drink. I'm like, no, not right now.
I agree. Like, he
like we're talking
totally
right now.
Tell.
And then Jason gives me a little talk after. He's like, yo, you can't be doing that.
Literally, bro, I was like, wow. Like,
she's the one person who would do that,
bro,
though.
Like, she sent him off. Like, I was like, wow.
He got in trouble, bro, basically, bro.
I was like, bro, all he wanted was a picture, fam. Like,
no,
bro.
He wanted to
a shot,
drink.
No? Yeah, he wanted
he
a
already,
shot.
Drink, he already got his picture.
Yeah, he wanted
he
a shot.
He double-backed. Mm. That's why, like, I was a little upset.
Also, if you like clearly saw us, you could clearly see that we're having a heated long argument. Yeah. Like,
but
conversation.
They're all everyone's drunk. They're, no one's like reading like social, you know what I mean?
True,
like everyone's
true.
Just lit as fuck.
That's
so it's like
it might have just been like they're loud, bro. They're having a good time over there, bro. Straight up, bro.
But it's okay because after he forgave me.
He did.
Bro, he was like hung up on it. Like when we were walking out, I was like, yo, like I didn't mean to do
really?
I was like, yo, you're good.
I totally
bro.
Forgot about
it. Oh, he said that?
Yeah, I was like, bro, you're good. We were just like, and we were just talking about something serious, bro. You're chilling, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to hurt his feelings like that.
Nah, that's all good. That shit was low-key funny as fuck.
Was funny though.
Shit, man. But did you guys do anything else, bro?
That weekend?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Not really?
Yeah.
No, I feel it, bro. It's been real
when
busy.
Did we go out?
That was Saturday.
Yeah, that was Saturday night. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. That went by so fast. Why did I think it was like 2 days ago for some reason?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Shit, you had a fast week, I guess.
It's kind of funny how we argued, and then in the parking lot, I made everyone take a TikTok.
Nah, that shit was funny, bro. Would you guys call that arguing, bro? Like,
no,
I feel like that
wasn't
not
arguing.
Even arguing, bro.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, bro. I don't know. I didn't even feel like it was heated in the moment.
It wasn't that heated.
Like, it was just loud.
It was loud.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, right.
And it was mostly me.
Yeah, hopefully no one was listening, bro. I don't know.
Nah,
I don't even remember what we talked about, to be honest.
Oh, really? Dude, you drank the least, actually, bro. Can we call Megan out on that?
Are you serious?
Bro,
I damn near matched a lot of your guys' shots.
Stop,
I didn't take like three. Okay?
No, but also, you weren't trying to drink for some
no,
weird reason.
No, yeah. I just didn't want to be hungover the next day. Like, I just don't want to be hungover anymore. It's like so... I literally don't... I never want to be hungover ever again in my entire life.
Oh, so you don't really ever drink to that point no more?
Well, no, I do once in a while, but like I lately I haven't been. Like
okay,
for the last
okay.
month, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shit, man.
I'm going to Vegas next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
Yes. Wait, who are you going with, though?
I'm going with my Fullerton friends.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little birthday. I'm excited because I've never like clubbed in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, you were going.
It.
I forgot. Mm-hmm.
I'm
are y'all getting at a table or what's going on there?
I think so.
Yeah?
I don't know. Yeah. And then I'm going to see Don Toliver.
Oh,
Don Toliver.
Nice. Damn, bro. Pretty how big is the squad?
Liv.
Liv.
A-Y-U-A-S. I don't know. I don't know any of the club names yet, but I'm really excited. I'm going
to
get a fat Tuesday all weekend long.
Damn.
That's going to give you a fat hangover.
Hangover all weekend right there, bro. What the?
I have never gotten one.
No, I feel
you
it.
Know?
I feel
yeah,
it.
You got to do it for the vibe.
Yeah.
How long are you there for?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, shit, mm-hmm. bro.
By Sunday, you'll be ready to leave.
Oh, yeah. I
yeah.
think so.
But, like, it's so fun.
Like, my friends are having a boat party on Sunday. Mm. So, I'm like, I don't even know if I'll make it back in time.
Oh, boat party back here?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. And she's going to Hawaii.
Yeah, you're going to Hawaii, right?
I am.
Literally
headed
tomorrow.
Out to Hawaii
dude,
tomorrow.
Damn near tonight, bro.
Damn near tonight.
Damn near tonight, bro.
Oh, wait, what time are you leaving?
Hell I'm leaving at 5 a.m.
Bro, I'm like, so early, bro.
Yeah.
But
I should have booked the afternoon flight, low key.
Right.
Well, yeah. You guys aren't going together?
No, because they're flying out of SJ.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
They're not here.
What are you looking more forward to the most?
jet ski.
Oh, it's locked in, jet
it's
ski?
Locked in.
Oh, bro. That's going to be so
sick. I just
fucked
you and your bestie.
You got to make a TikTok on the back of that
course.
Thing, bro. You know what I'm saying?
The twin, the twin bitches, something, of course. Yeah, I already got it in my mind.
Yeah. What else you got planned? They're like locked
in. We're going snorkeling too. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do like the nice dinners.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I think the rest, we're just going to chill. We might go out. Like clubbing.
You
going to
try clubbing out there?
Yeah. Like I heard the district's popping.
Yeah.
So we might make it out there. Dude, I'm so excited to like eat good though.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm so jealous. The Hawaii poke is so good.
Aloha.
But I think you're going to have fun if you go out though. Because it's one of those places I realized, bro, like at night, like if especially if you're single and you're just walking around, bro, a lot of other people are just out walking around in their like 20s range. Yeah. So I know there's a lot of like random things that could just happen, you know.
Yeah.
Pull up to the pent. Pull up to the penthouse, Jennifer.
I'm going to find me an island boy.
Yeah. Who knows?
Island boy.
Who knows?
Yeah, no, I'm excited though. It's a girls trip, so we're going to, you know, that's going to go crazy.
When's the last time you've been on a trip like that?
Vegas.
Vegas. Okay, that wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago, but I haven't been like on an island trip like this in a minute.
Yeah,
like a tropical vacation, and it's summertime.
I love tropical vacations.
It's gonna be real nice.
Can you bring us each back a souvenir, please?
Yeah, I'll bring you guys.
And you can showcase it on the pod. Okay. Why you got it for each person?
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll bring you guys something.
Thank you, thank you,
dude. Trips like that, is it more fun going with just the boys or just the girls or like co-ed, you think?
What location? Hawaii,
specifically? Hawaii, yeah. What you think, bro?
Dude, it's a great couple spot.
I know, bro.
It is.
I know, bro. I know.
I love co-ed things. But also a girls trip to Hawaii would be so fun because it's just like pictures and club and, you know, like the girls just get each other. For
co-ed's them. Only fun if there's someone in the group that you got your eye on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but like if it's strictly friends, then like I'd rather be a girls trip.
Oh, okay.
Really?
If it's just friends? Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. But I mean, there is a different energy too, though, I feel like. I don't know. I just never would send a Hawaii trip with my boys, I feel like.
I mean, Hawaii's, I feel like, not really a boy thing. Yeah. Actually, maybe.
There's like a bunch of like outdoor sporty shit.
Yeah.
Because my boys did go.
Okay.
Like my senior year of college.
Like hiking and shit?
Yeah, like hiking, waterfalls, like fucking cliff diving, like that type shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Hawaii's just so... Because I've been there before. Right. Like I feel like the vibe is like, you try and be there with the girl.
Yeah, it's real lovely, you know? With the girl, bro.
It's lovely.
Lovely, bro. Feels like you're just like,
like on a honeymoon.
Yeah, literally honeymoon vibe.
I want to go. But yeah, it'll be fun.
Vacations are so fun.
They are, bro.
What's the best vacation spot?
Vacation?
Yeah.
Bro,
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii's up there.
Fiji.
Hawaii is up there.
Honestly, tropical. Like Mexico.
I've never been there, but like the Greece area, bro. I don't know. It looks real nice with just your partner. Bro.
Like Mykonos?
Yeah. Santorini and shit like that.
You're supposed to go to like Ibiza with your girls. Like, see, that's a girls' trip.
Oh, a girls' trip. Yes.
Ibiza, yeah. I feel like Europe is like a girls' friends trip.
Right.
Not a couple trip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not even like, what do you think about those areas, bro?
What?
Like that Santorini kind of spot, like Mykonos.
Yeah, I think I would never go out there without a girl.
Oh, without a girl. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Same.
You know what
I mean?
Same.
I agree.
Even Asia, bro. I would be down to send with a girl.
Oh,
like
dude,
Thailand.
So sick. Yeah.
You know, Japan.
But spot like that with your boys as well, or like your girls.
Yeah,
would
boys
also
is
really
cool.
Fun.
Yeah, Asia with the boys is cool. Actually,
super sick. Yeah.
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 You didn't do nothing though?
Nothing, bro. Bring grind. For some reason, bro, I'm like so used to work now. But dude, this week it must have been tough because my legs are so sore, bro. I feel like I ran.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you're
bro.
Like standing the whole time.
You should wear compression socks.
Dude, I do. It's so weird. I'm wearing like the Nike basketball elite socks to work, bro.
Are you still hurting?
Yeah, dude.
Oh damn.
Dude,
I'm taking
like
5,000 steps, bro.
That's
like
true.
Just at work. That's like 2.5.
I think it's
because
you're standing all day.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing, bro. Not shit besides that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to this weekend.
Do you pack lunch when you go into work?
I do sometimes. Like my mom will pack it sometimes. Aww. Or the ajumas or like the woman in the back. They always make us lunch, bro.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I was a hater. I don't know why. But dude, now I fuck with it, bro.
Of course.
It's like some family style Korean ass meal every day.
Yeah.
Just hot and warm at one, bro. You know what
so
I mean?
Nice. Oh, you didn't like that though?
Well, like the first couple days, bro, it's just like it was a little different than the taste that I'm used to. You know, like, it didn't taste like my mom's shit, basically is what I'm saying. Yeah. But then eventually I was like, oh, okay, dude, this is solid, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like one day maybe I wasn't used to something. But so I really like it. And it helps me save money, bro, I realized.
Of course,
just that free food, bro. Like,
that's like my food place at my workplace, dude, we get so like like Korean catering. And then like some of it, like, you just have to put it together. And I always do it because I like to cook it. Right. And then you just lay it out. And
for
I like
every day?
Every day, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good. What hell? That's fire.
They spend hella catering every day.
That's crazy.
It's like catering for the week. So they send one big ass batch.
Yeah, Koreans do do that stuff.
It's nice because you don't have to pack lunch or anything.
Facts. Facts. Did you do anything? You didn't do much?
Dude, no, not really, bro.
Did you work at all this week?
Yeah, I worked. I worked. But, I mean, that's the same old shit, though. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start vlogging. I don't even know. Nothing's been in. I have a bunch of ideas.
Right.
But, yeah, the boy's coming back, bro.
Good, bro. Yeah, good, good. Back. That's about time, bro. Yeah. Everyone's excited.
Actually, this week, I'm going to be looking for my videographer. But, actually, by the time this comes out, I might already have him. But if I don't, and if you're in OC/Irvine area and you're hungry and you want, obviously, like, I can provide you with some stuff, but it's not going to be like a high paying thing. But if you're down and you're ambitious and you want to follow me with my life, let's fucking run it.
I love the emphasis on the hungry. Yeah. They got to be real ambitious.
Yeah, honestly, bro, I think the 18 to 20 year old range is perfect.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, if you're like a freshman, right. You know, I'll bring you out to shit, bro. I mean, I can do that at least.
Okay, okay.
Nice.
Yo, did you guys see recently that shit going on about Kai and his videographer?
Kai said not?
Yeah, I did. That shit's crazy,
no?
No,
I did.
What do you think?
Like, well, like, let's, like, for our viewers that don't know, basically, I think it was his videographer,
yeah,
right?
His videographer, Chris.
Yeah, he got caught, like, talking to underage girl.
Yeah.
One girl?
One girl. Yeah, one girl. But she started by saying she was 19.
Right. But then she continued to talk to
that's
her.
That's the problem, yeah.
And when she, like, knowing that she was underage.
17, yeah. But the thing is,
so who's the one that actually did it? Which Chris?
Not the Chris in AMP.
So only the videographer.
Only the videographer.
But they framed the AMP
so
guy.
So there was like this Complex came out with the article saying that Chris from AMP was the one that was talking to an underage girl. But it was actually Kai's videographer.
Right. I saw Kai get heated about that. But he should still be heated, right? Because his videographer is actually the one.
No. But you got to understand, like, you can't just frame a random dude
with
a
really
huge social
up.
Media presence because Complex didn't do their research.
That's honestly,
really
that's
messed
so
up.
Crazy.
We could have found out like this.
Yeah, you get one Google search with but basically they're suing Complex from what I hear.
Yeah.
Ooh, they get in the bag.
They get in the bag.
Yeah. Nah, facts,
honestly, that's the move, but that's pretty crazy. I mean, it still did happen.
Right.
But like, still crazy to put that on another person, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, it's because Complex has worked with Kai so much in the past.
Yeah.
And you're going to do, like, literally, they're in a group together. You're going to do my man so dirty.
Yeah, dude.
And you could have found out that it wasn't even him.
Especially because some people aren't going to see
the actual news.
So, like, even Jennifer right now, you thought it was actually the AMP Chris, which is crazy, you know?
AMP Chris.
Yeah.
What is AMP, an organization?
No, it's just like his like group.
It's their
YouTube
group.
Yeah.
Any means possible.
Yeah, by any means possible. But going back to the question was basically Kai ended up dropping his friend. Who's been his friend since back in the day.
The videographer.
Like, best friend, basically.
Yeah.
Right? So, what do you guys think? Like, do you think, like, you gotta just drop your friend like that?
You gotta drop it if you want your career to continue.
Exactly.
For sure,
I really don't think he dropped him, though.
Facts. Oh, like, behind the scenes?
Yeah. I think they're still homies.
I still think they are, yeah. Because, like, obviously, for the cameras, you cannot.
Right.
You know? Like, even associate with somebody like that.
Right.
But, like, I feel like knowing them, like, they, like, just brushed it off, and I feel like they're just still friends about
no,
it.
No, I think Kai probably blew up on him, was like, what the hell, man? And then they screamed at each other.
Yeah.
But they're still friends.
Yeah.
Do you think that's okay for behind closed doors for Kai to still be friends with a dude like that?
You do it too.
No, that's not what I'm saying, though. That's not what I'm saying.
The only reason Kai dropped him was because he got caught.
Right. Oh, for sure.
He probably already knew.
I feel like he probably already knew as well.
Honestly.
We don't know that. Yeah, we don't know that. But the only reason Kai went on stream and he said, all this shit he said. He cried on stream.
He did.
Because he was like, yo, this is literally my boy that helped me from day one.
Yeah.
And he had to drop him.
Right.
I think for real, the reason why he was crying was not because his boy was talking to an underage girl.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was crying because he's so big now that he has to drop the people that he cares about selfishly for his career.
Right.
Yeah.
That could be that.
It's not to throw Kai under the bus, but I truly like, obviously he's not going to get with any underage girls.
Yeah.
But like, you know, that's his boy that helped him.
Right. So it is tough to fully drop someone, you know?
How did he get caught?
Maybe the girl probably leaked the message or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say it's like a tough convo though, because there is also a huge crowd that is on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if anything like that happens, bro, even if they're your best friend since day one, I don't care. You got to drop them. There's a lot of people who think that way.
Yeah.
So it's pretty iffy, honestly.
Yeah. No, I want to make it clear. Like, obviously, like if anyone's caught talking to an underage girl, bro, that's illegal, bro. Like,
right.
That's
like, it shouldn't happen at all.
Yeah. It's just so
but
tough.
Sometimes aren't couples like that? Like, they have couples.
They have couples that are 15 and 20 like 19, sometimes, but they grow up together.
Yeah, those are like usually talked down upon, though.
They are talked down upon.
I thought you were going to say like 17, 19. 20 and 15 is actually
okay,
like,
20
and 15, I would be a little upset
I'm
at
exaggerating.
My boy. Yeah.
But like 17 and 19.
Yeah,
there's some wholesome couples that actually do end up getting married start dating that age.
Right. It's iffy, dude. I don't know. Because like growing up, like it is like obviously it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But people really enforce that in high school. Like if you're like a senior, bro, and you're dating like a freshman, bro. Oh, my God. Everyone's on you. You know?
Yeah, really? kind of.
Yeah, low key. Or I felt like it was like that, right?
No, like, but everyone's like still like lets it happen.
Right, it still happens, but it's talked down upon. But when you go to like college, for say, dude, no one cares.
Yeah, but everyone's legal.
Yeah, is that just the difference then? Just like because
I think that is the difference.
I mean,
that's the main thing,
though.
Don't seniors date freshmen all the time? It happened all the time in band.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
In marching band.
So what is that like? 18 and 15?
16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't know, I never heard about it a lot when I was younger.
Oh, really?
Like, it wasn't like drilled in my brain that like, you're underage.
Yeah, also when we're in high school, we don't think like that.
Exactly.
We're not thinking like, yo, like underage, he's legal.
Uh-huh.
We're only thinking like, yo, like that's such a big age gap.
Exactly.
Oh, at my school, they said that shit hella, bro.
What?
Really?
Yeah, they're like, bro, like, dude, you're actually 18 now, bro. Like,
what they're calling him like a pedo and shit?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I don't think, I think if you're still in high school, like no one's a pedo.
Yeah.
Everyone's still at high school.
Right? I don't know, bro. You know? One of our boys at our church boys. Remember
yeah.
we dated a girl like
no,
3 years younger.
No, exactly. But no one was thinking pedo.
Oh, dude, a lot of people were behind closed doors, bro.
Bro,
not pedo, but like, yo, this guy's actually like weird. I heard that a lot, bro.
Yeah. But I'm just like, when you're that young, you don't think pedo.
You
just think
agree.
It's more of an innocent mindset going into the relationship as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's very interesting, though. I feel like when you, like you said about Kai, bro, when you get famous, bro, it's like you almost have to like drop so many people, bro, just because, like, I don't know.
I think also, I think it's so fucked with Complex too, to be honest. If you think about it, like, they worked with Kai so many times, they're probably like friends,
right?
You know what I mean? But because media is so like, whoever gets the first one out wins kind of thing, that they're willing to completely, you know, not even look at the facts and destroy a relationship that they have with Kai to get an article out first. You know?
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Which is honestly
I mean, they did apologize and
Oh yeah.
They did apologize.
They did?
Long ass apology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a post.
Like a post, yeah, one of those black screen with the font everywhere, yeah.
I think though lately these 15-year-old girls look 20.
They do.
For real.
But that's a problem, bro.
That's a problem.
It's a problem, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Not excusing those guys who like prey on them, that's weird too.
Uh-huh.
But they do look very mature.
But yeah, that situation, man, you gotta cut the videographer.
Yeah,
like, there's no like there's no workaround to that,
bro. Right. And I just want to emphasize one more time, bro, we're not saying it's okay with any of that shit.
No, it's never okay.
We're just more saying like, dude, it's sometimes hard to drop a best friend, I think.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Dubai Chris.
Bye-bye.
All right, but moving on, I kind of had like a different segment for us today. Okay. And basically, it's like a debate, right?
Okay.
So what I want is I have three questions lined up, and I want like each team to like be, you could only like give your explanation for one side of the argument.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Are you going to assign which side we're on? Or?
Yeah. We could like switch it up. We could switch it up or something.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Mock trial.
Yeah. So for the team, should we just do this and this? Because we could technically do whoever, but what should we do as a team?
Yeah, we'll do this team first.
Okay,
girls versus boys, baby.
Okay. So the first question that we're going to debate is, do you think that relationships hold you back from success?
Okay, what's the sides?
Okay.
Please give me
for this one,
side.
You guys are yes, we're no.
Okay.
Oh, so relationships do hold you back.
Yeah, and we're going to say no, relationships don't hold you back.
Okay.
But you can only argue about that side.
To discuss,
yeah, let's discuss with their partner, you know.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
Should we like just fire?
We just get it. Yeah, I said we just fire. Fire. Yeah, we all just right, fire. Live debate. Yeah.
So honestly, yeah, I feel like relationships do hold you back.
Why though?
Because I feel like unless you're like completely successful in the place, mentally, physically, you know what I mean. There's a lot of factors involved to be 100% committed into a relationship.
It holds you back. Because you're not making the decision yourself. Two people are making a decision.
And you have to compromise.
And you have to compromise.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But what if you find the right partner, though? Like, I feel like she's only going to, like, support your decisions and, like,
that
your choices that you're making.
That wasn't part of the question.
That is. Yeah.
There's a relationship. Yeah. Do you think back from success.
Yeah.
With the right partner?
Yeah, it could be with whoever. Relationships in general.
Relationships in general.
All right, I'm back on.
What do you think, bro?
Yeah, I think for relationships, especially if you have the right girl.
Right.
For guys, like, it gets rid of so many distractions.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, we're not actively, like, a lot of a single guy's mindset is going out and trying to, how do I get this girl?
Yeah.
I want this girl. And so it frees up a lot of mind space if you already have a good girl at home.
You just lock in, right?
Yeah, like the same way you guys are saying or holding you back. I think it helps you focus.
Wonderful argument, brother.
I agree, but at the same time, it's very rare to find that one person. And considering how young we are,
but that's not the question. The question is not if it's.
We can take it anyway. We'll take it anyway. It's an open debate. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are saying it has to be with the right partner, correct? So how can you be sure if this certain relationship that you're in the moment is the right one? You know, maybe along the lines, there's a lot of small factors. Like she could get pregnant. They have to move. They get a new job. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so a lot of times, in order for you to be completely successful, you should get there on your own. And I don't feel like you need another partner to, you know, elevate you.
Yeah, you don't need. But also, bro, you could say it in this way. For some girls, I think getting into that relationship is a success. Like, that's their success because the guy will take care of them from there on out.
That's not guaranteed.
Yeah, you can't think like
that. Yeah, you can't guarantee, but in certain situations.
But in certain situations, when you're in the wrong relationship, a man can drag you down to the ground.
Oh, that is true. Mm-hmm. That is true.
See, but that's when you're in a wrong relationship.
Right.
A relationship you shouldn't be in.
You should just get out.
I think a lot of relationships aren't perfect, and there's a lot of setbacks that would lengthen the time it would take you to get to success if you were alone versus when you're alone,
period.
That is true. Okay, let me ask you guys this then. Do you think that most relationships then are holding people in the relationship back? Because so many people are in relationships. And based on what you guys are saying, I would assume that you're saying most people in relationships right now, they're kind of like holding back themselves on the potential success that they could be
achieving. Not necessarily holding them back, but I think that they alter their path with their partner.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Sometimes in order for a certain person to succeed, someone kind of has to step back a little. Do you know what I mean?
A little bit.
That's why, like, again, a partner definitely can, you know, hold you back on your true potential of success. You know?
Yeah.
And especially from a guy's perspective, I feel like when it comes to money or success, they don't want to have to, you know, use a leg up or, you know, get somebody's help to do it in a certain way. I feel like guys are pretty big on like I want to do it my way to the top because I know then I did it kind of thing, you know?
You got anything to say, brother?
Yeah, I mean, going off that point, it's not like we're using the girl to get a leg up in our career.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so like having the right girl at home and being in a healthy relationship makes me more focused.
I think that's one of the best arguments too, yeah. What you said, yeah.
It's not like me dating a girl is going to suddenly promote me in my job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's more so like if I don't have to focus on going out to a club every weekend and trying to pick up girls, then I can use that time to like focus on other things.
It's facts, bro. Because yeah. So many dudes are out here like these days. I feel like looking for girls, pursuing girls.
Yeah.
And a lot of those dudes, like, honestly, I don't know, they're wasting time, bro. Like, those guys do that continuously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They continue to be outside when they could be using that same time to be achieving success. But
not
if they
all
had
guys
the girl,
are outside, though.
They're not, but the single ones are more likely to be outside than the locked up ones.
No, that's a fair argument, but just because they're seeking doesn't mean they're not working on their own success. A guy who's in the relationship could be just as lazy in the relationship versus a guy who's single and spends some time at the club in the weekend.
I agree.
Okay, that was a good debate. Y'all let us know at home. I want them to vote who's winning these arguments, bro. Or we could also discuss it, but I mean,
maybe,
I
think we should also say which side we're actually on.
Okay, yeah. Which side are you actually on?
I think a relationship can help your growth, honestly.
More so than hold you back.
Yeah, because for some reason, it's easier to do something for yourself when someone else, when you have like someone else to support you and like fall back on a little bit.
Yeah.
Because like it's scary doing things alone. So I feel like you always have the support of your partner, gives you a lot more confidence to do it just in case something goes wrong. Or like, I feel like your partner like gives you that support too. You're like, should I do this? And they're like, yeah, you should.
True.
And it's like,
you feel like more.
Yeah, you feel more, you know, ready to do it.
Facts.
Versus like if you're alone, like you really got to just make that decision yourself.
Yeah, dude. Have you ever thought about this though? Like when you're actually like in a relationship, like, yo, like, am I holding myself back from like certain success?
I think, because I'm on the side of it kind of does.
Right.
Just in the sense that, you know, being in a relationship too also like takes a lot of time.
It does.
So like you might be like spending time with your girl when you really should be like studying.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Or exactly, like, the opposite of our argument earlier.
Yeah. And even, or, but I do feel like it does help you like later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're like 20s, 30s and you already have your career going.
Yeah.
And you guys just kind of boost each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like, especially like when you're young and you're trying to figure shit out,
right,
like they're just a kind of like a distraction, bro. Like,
I kind of agree. I'm on the same side where I do think a relationship kind of brings you down in a way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I think that's also because, like, for me as a girl, I get so like, I kind of turn into my man in a certain way, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I also like kind of rearrange my entire schedule so that I could like hang out with my man, you know? So like being in a relationship for me, like, completely disrupts a lot of my, like, you know, things that I kind of like to do on my own time, which kind of sucks that I do think that way. And I think I will learn more as I'm getting older. But in the past, yeah, I was like that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you guys too. I kind of, in a way, it's crazy because I'm in a relationship. But I think what you said earlier when you were arguing is super true. Like, you kind of like alternate your path to success.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's kind of inevitable, but you have to kind of change the path a bit.
Yeah,
bro.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not to say it's not possible, but yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's just because we're also in different like stages of life.
Yeah.
And since like I'm more settled down with my life already, I kind of like, I don't feel the need to, you know, do much more except for settle down now.
Right. That's crazy to hear Jennifer say that, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, I think I'm going to start dating again.
Oh.
Like, seriously.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any options on the table these days?
No. I think I might join Hinge or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
But like, honestly, before, okay, and I'm going to stop saying honestly. Sorry. I caught myself right there.
saw that comment?
Yeah, I saw that comment. So I'm going to try. I'm going to try to stop, but it's kind of a habit. So it's going to take some time. But before, when I joined Hinge, it was out of like, I needed validation.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't give any of these dudes a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to Esther the other day, and she said something that really stuck with me. She said, it only takes one guy.
That is true.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that.
And I thought to myself,
well,
like,
you didn't know that before.
I knew that before, but
it's
think
it's kind of nice to get a refresher here.
It's nice because when you think of Hinge, it's kind of like, like there's just like weird people on there. Uh-huh. But yeah. It only takes one decent guy for you to get what, you know, get what you're looking for.
Right.
Facts.
And so I think I'm going to try it with an open mind and heart and actually put like my effort into it and see what I get.
You should actually try Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yeah, maybe dead I
ass,
will.
Dead ass. No, dead ass. Should. Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm open and I think I'm ready.
I think it'll be easy for you.
Yeah.
I really think you just.
It's more so the right guy.
Yeah, it's more so like a numbers game. You'll just line up the dates until you find the right guy.
Yeah.
That's so
but
exhausting.
Like, is exhausting?
It's all inbound. If you once you get on there, it's all just inbound messages.
Yeah. Yep.
And you just, it's like, I feel like. At a certain point, you'll find the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have to put effort back, but my heart is in a good place.
I'm excited.
I'm open.
For this.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We'll get the live update. It's on the pod if you're dating life again.
I was.
Sit on it, bro.
I think before I was kind of. before I was closed, I was closed minded. I was against dating. I was. Scared.
I feel like you're always open to dating though.
I was, but I don't think I was open to putting myself out there.
But now you are.
I wasn't actively putting myself out there.
You were just going, but like not
seeking.
You're right.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And I think that this is gonna be really exciting. I always love hearing your date stories.
Yeah, I want to date intentionally.
Ooh, okay. Loki, I think the debate. Were you guys feeling that? I don't know. Yeah, it was kind of whatever, bro. So I might get rid of
like
one.
I kind of like it if we just answer it.
Yeah. If we just answer it.
Okay.
All right. We could just so just normal question.
Yeah, and then
maybe we'll say like what side we're on.
Okay.
And then choose the team that way.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
on the team.
moving on to the next question. This is an interesting one.
Yeah.
What is love? All right. There's four options. A choice. A desire, a state of mind, or is it just a behavior, bro?
Wait, I forgot the first two.
What is love? Is it a choice that you're making? Is it a desire, just something you want? A state of mind, or a behavior? Like, what is the best way to describe
love? Oh, I have mine.
Okay, I got mine too. I got mine
too. Me too.
You got yours? Okay, bet.
What was the third one again?
State of mind.
State of mind?
Right, yeah.
So, choice...
Desire, state of mind, or behavior.
Okay, let's all say our answer. Like, we'll say A, B, C, or D.
Okay. Or we can just say the word, too.
I'm going to just say that word.
Ready? One, two, three.
Desire.
A choice.
Desire.
Mine is the last one.
Behavior.
Love is a verb.
We both chose desire? What the fuck?
I think it's a choice.
Choice? That was my second option as well.
Yeah. Behavior, because... You act on it. Love is like you have to show it and you have to. Yeah, it's a verb.
Okay.
Action word.
Okay.
I think it's a choice because you are willing to, you know, completely kind of like change a lot of your life. You know what I mean? You're like combining two lives together. So you're choosing to do that together kind of thing.
Facts. I like that one.
Yeah, I was between. Choice and desire.
Me too.
I was thinking about it, and I don't think love should be a choice. Like, I think it should be something like it's like it should be an emotion that you like kind of like wake up one day and realize, oh wow, like I'm actually in love with this girl. Like, I don't think it's like, because I don't think I can choose, like, if I just see a girl, I'm gonna choose to love you. It's not like I'm actually gonna love her.
Okay.
So that's why I picked desire.
Okay. I chose desire because I thought it was one of those where it's like, at the end of the day, bro, every person desires being loved. You know, that's why they like make certain decisions or behave in a certain way, because at the end of the day, they all just want to be loved. They have that desire for it.
Honestly, I agree with you guys. Actually,
I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like now that I realize that you can't really choose if you love somebody or not. It's a natural behavior. Yeah.
But in a way, I see what you're saying though with the choice thing.
I feel like my choice, it's more of like marriage and commitment things. I feel like it's more of like,
like physical things are a choice.
Also, because in terms of love, bro, everything is a choice, bro. If you're in a relationship, bro, you're choosing to act like this. You're choosing not to go out and do these things. You know, so many choices you got to make. So, I mean, I also see that.
Moving on to next question.
Okay.
Do you think personally you have more of a LA personality or a New York personality?
Oh, dude, I'm Mr. SoCal, bro.
Yeah.
I'm LA, bro. I'm Mr. SoCal, bro.
I got that late.
Bro. Yeah.
I got that late.
Yeah, come on, man. I've never even been to New York, so I'm LA, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a tough question because you're asking a bunch of SoCal people.
That's so true. Yeah. Okay, then we'll move on to the next question.
Don't tell me you thought you was a New York vibe.
Fuck no. I'm 100% LA person.
Oh, Jennifer thinks she's New York.
I think Jennifer's a lot more New York.
I think the only New York thing about me is just like...
That attitude.
Your attitude.
Yeah, that attitude. But I feel like I'm pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm slower, but
you don't want to put on a Nike Tech?
I kind of do.
Or some Tims?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Okay, so this is a segment I came up with.
Okay.
And it's called Slang Throughout the Years. Slang.
Okay. Okay.
Slang Throughout the Years. I like my favorite thing is literally like learning new slangs. You know, like
okay,
slay or she ate. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I love our generation slangs. So I wanted to kind of like look through, you know, the past and see what kind of slangs they are.
Okay.
And this game, I'm going to give you three slang terms from this specific time period. Okay. And I need you guys to kind of guess the general time period and what the three different slang terms mean.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
How far back are we going?
We're doing only 1900 slang.
Oh my God.
1900?
Yeah. Oh yeah. But it's I'm not doing it where it's like 1952. You know, it's like very it's grouped and you can kind of tell which
group. Oh yeah, well let's just try it out. Let's run it. How many questions are there?
So, there's three time periods, three slang terms each, okay?
And so each one's a point.
And if you get the slang term right, it's a point. If you get the time period
right, like the decade?
Yeah, the decade.
Okay, okay.
You get 2 points.
Okay.
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 This is the first slang term. I give you a whiteboard so you can write it down.
Okay.
So you know one thing. Okay, the first one is cruising for a bruising.
Okay. Cruising for a bruising?
Cruising for a bruising.
For a bruising.
For
a
yeah.
bruising.
For a bruising. Second one is.
Forgot about that one.
Second one is ankle biter.
Mm, heard you. Mm,
what's an ankle biter? And then the last one of my personal favorites, cherry.
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 Bro.
I need you guys to guess the time period and then say what each one means.
Okay. Time period as in like just the decade.
Decade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, are they all different?
We have to guess the meaning for these three words.
They're from one period.
Yeah, they're all from one period.
Oh, they're all from the same decade?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
That makes it easier then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you guys really need a hint, I could give you a slight hint.
I might need one for Cherry, bro, because there's not much to go off of. Like, Cherry, like...
Okay, I'm ready.
You
were in a
linebacker? Wait, you got the meanings for all of them, too?
I'm almost 32,
bro. Oh, my, what? 32. Yo, come what? On, what the hell?
Do you want me to give you a hint?
Yeah.
Okay.
For
Cherry?
Yeah, yeah.
No hint.
What?
Yeah,
no.
Why is there a hint?
Bro, Cherry? Okay.
We'll see how we do this round, and then if we all suck, the next round.
I'm going to make this fun by, like... telling you what it means with our current slang, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, this is going to be kind of funny because I'm just guessing, bro.
Dude, I need some time. I have no clue.
Really?
I have no fucking ankle biter?
Yeah. It's crazy you don't know Cherry.
Pro.
Yeah.
What? ankle biter. Fuck, I don't want to take too much time, though.
Just ankle go with biter. Your first gut.
Yeah, but like ankle biter, never heard that before.
Da, da, da.
Okay, 5, 4, 4 3, 2, 1.
So how do we say our answers?
So just turn them around and then explain it one by one, and then I'll tell you after if you got
okay,
it right.
Okay, this is from the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Cruising for a bruising is like you're chilling.
Okay.
Ankle biter is like a shaky.
Okay.
Okay.
Cherry's kiss.
Okay.
Mm.
Next.
So I said 70s. Okay. Cruising for a bruising. I say you're like chilling on a bike. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just chilling. You're cruising, right? But like, you're on a motorcycle because that's what they did back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Ankle biter, I said socks, bro. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Socks. Cherry is a nickname for a baddie.
Okay.
So, cruising for a bruising.
Yeah.
That means you're just fucking hard, bro. You're bruising that thing. You cruising and you bruising.
That's definitely not it. What decade?
I'm going with the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah. Ankle biter? That's one stingy motherfucker right there, bro.
That might be right.
Cherry? Pussy, bro. It's the vajayjay, man.
Oh,
maybe.
Pop a cherry, bro.
Yeah, okay. I thought pop cherry. Yeah.
Oh. No. Wait, don't. You should have erased it. But I remember yours. Yeah. Okay, so none of you guys got the decade.
Oh.
It's the 1950s.
Oh. So
that's when they were in like their leather jackets, you know, on the motorcycles and shit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so cruising for a bruising. What that means.
Was anyone close?
No.
Oh.
Damn.
Well, some of Jennifer's answers were close, but for cruising for a bruising, it's like you're plotting. You're looking for trouble.
Oh, plotting.
You're plotting.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Ankle biter. Jennifer got it right.
Yeah, what? It's like a shecky.
It's like a child. It's like a kid.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Not a stingy motherfucker. That don't come on.
And
bro.
Then cherry. What did you guys put?
I put kiss.
Nickname for a baddie.
No. For JJ.
Kiss a cherry is like perfect. It's like slay.
Oh,
what?
Mm-hmm. What?
It's like the cherry on top. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Jennifer got 1 point.
Pristine.
This one, again, we have three different slang terms. The first one is gonna be big cheese. Big cheese.
Big cheese.
Mhm. The second one is gonna be giggle water, and then the last one is gonna be cat's pajamas.
Bro, I'm clueless, fam.
Yeah.
Bro.
Okay, I'll give you one hint for one word. So which one do you want a hint for?
Shoot. Cat's pajamas.
Yeah, I'm down for cat's pajamas hint.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it in a sentence. That's cat's pajamas.
Oh, nah.
Bro. Oh. That could be anything, bro.
That's giggle water.
I thought that was
you're pointing at Paul.
Okay. I'm just saying like,
you're pointing at Paul,
those
though.
Shorts are like cat's pajamas.
Oh, okay. I got that
one.
Wait, does this go beyond 30s? I mean, 50s?
Yeah. It's from 1900 to 2000.
Okay. This is some old shit.
Yeah, this got to be some old shit.
Yeah,
right?
It's got to be some old shit.
The last one was 50s?
Yeah, I feel like the time period is a little really difficult to get. But some of them, I feel like you could put the two and two together.
Cat's pajamas. I think I know that one.
That's crazy. You feel confident about that one, though.
That's the only one I feel confident about, actually.
Sheesh.
Okay. I'm having trouble with giggle water. Giggle water.
I think you guys can get it if you really think about the giggle water.
Yeah, giggle water is right on my lane.
Is it giggle like hee hee?
Hee hee.
Water.
No hints. No hints.
It's like giggle. What's giggle?
You're winning, bro.
I thought it might have been a gigabyte type. Giga.
You should go with that one. I'm locked in, boys.
Okay, ready?
I'm locked in. Sorry, we were thinking.
Okay. Jennifer. Oh, wait, Jason, are you done?
Big cheese is the spot. Like, meet me at the big cheese.
Oh, I could see that.
Giggle water is like a spit take because you're giggling.
And then, okay.
Spit take? Oh, you're spitting?
Yeah. You know when you laugh and you're like,
uh-huh.
Like, you spit take.
Right.
Cat's pajamas, you're styling.
Woo! Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You want to show yours?
That's my
round. Yeah, I said this is the 30s.
Okay.
I said 30s.
Yeah, big cheese, that's like the big boy. That's the gang leader. That's big cheese.
Oh! It's that guap.
Yeah.
Big cheese. That's big.
That's woo-wop.
That's big cheese right there.
That's woo-wop. That's big cheese.
Wow.
Okay.
Big cheese.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think I've used that one too before.
Nah,
giggle water, that's alcohol.
Okay.
Giggle water, that's alcohol.
Oh,
that's
alcohol.
Cat's pajamas.
Yeah.
Like, that's fire. That's fire.
Oh, okay.
Fit fire.
You're all
fire.
So similar to you, bro.
Yeah.
Big cheese, bro. That's being fat, bro.
Oh.
You that big cheese, bro. You hate that big cheese. Yeah. Giggle water's out.
Yeah.
Giggle water's gotta be out. Yeah. Cat's pajamas is fashionable or something.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna give everyone 2 points for the year. Because it was technically
30s?
1920s, but I'm going to do 10 above, 10 behind.
Okay. Plus or minus 10.
Wait, did you guys do 30s? Because I said
30s. No, no, I didn't know you said 30s.
Yeah. Okay, my bad.
I know. I don't know how you guys all got.
Because last one was 50s, and I was like, this is not 1900s.
Yeah, it was 20s.
It's 20s. Yeah.
No, no, it's cool. You don't gotta give us a point.
Yeah, yeah, we can be strict with it.
Well, yeah.
Are there more of these? It's kind of fun.
Jennifer, you got 1 point for Cat's Pajamas.
Oh, that's all I got.
Cat's Pajamas is like stylish.
Yeah.
Oh, so I got a point,
you
right?
You look good. Yeah. Everyone that said that.
That's fire. That's
fire. Yeah. Oh, and then.
That's fire is acceptable as well.
Jason gets an extra point for Big Cheese.
Yeah.
Whoa! Whoa!
That's the big boss.
Bro.
Oh!
Yeah. Bro, that's the boss. Yeah. I use that. I really use that, bro. Like, what
I feel
the
like
hell?
I heard you. And
what
then.
The hell?
Paul and Jason gets an extra point for alcohol.
Oh, I got all three.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Man. I got all three in his mouth.
Wait, so we get no points for the 30s though, right?
Yeah, I think it's the 1 point.
Okay.
Hey, take this man back to the 20s.
Honestly, I love Giggle Water. That's such a funny way of
Giggle
saying
Water
alcohol.
Is nice.
Yo, this is a game. This is a game. How many? You got three?
I'm at three. Three for
two.
Three.
Two?
I have 2 points right
okay,
now.
Okay, I got two as well.
Let's okay, this it. Is the very last... Damn. Time period.
Cha-ching. You
dude,
should do a
yeah, we need
Gen
a recent,
A one.
Yeah, dude.
I looked it up, and like a lot of it is like words we already know, except for like Skittle Rizzle Tits.
Yeah, let's do those ones, bro. They're so funny.
10,000 Gat.
Dude, yeah, bro.
You know
Phantom Tax me, dude.
Phantom Tax? I don't even know what that means.
That's the Alpha generation.
Yeah, Alpha, Gen Alpha.
We're Gen Z. Okay, last
okay.
Area. First word is jive turkey.
Oh, I've heard of this
jive
before.
Turkey.
Like J-I-V-E?
Uh-huh.
J-I-V-E.
Turkey.
Jive turkey.
Second word, can you dig it? Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And then the last word, fuzz.
F-U-Z-Z?
Uh-huh.
Fuzz?
Oh, dude, I know exactly when this
is. Jive turkey? Jive turkey, bro? Mm-hmm. Can we get a hint?
No.
Can we get a hint for fuzz?
Yeah, fuzz maybe.
I'm down for the fuzz hint.
I think you guys could get the fuzz. Bro, that's the... Okay, I'll give you my one hint. Okay. Ready? Damn, that's the fuzz.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
Who are you saying that to?
No, that anyone.
Wait, what?
That was... Yeah, I'm not saying it anymore.
Wait, say
it's
that
too
again?
Easy. If
say
I,
that again?
I said it. I'm only saying one time.
Yeah.
Okay. Jennifer?
First, this is the 80s.
Okay.
Jive turkey means like bust a move. It's a dance move.
Mm, okay.
Oh. Dig it is like fuck with it.
Okay.
Mm. You dig it and fuzz is the shit.
Mm, okay.
Okay.
Jason. Next.
I said the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Jive turkey is a dance move.
Okay.
You wrote that?
Yeah, I wrote that. Jive turkey is a dance move.
Uh-huh.
Can you dig it is like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Fuzz is like the huzz, like the hoes, like the baddies, like, cause that's how she said it.
Mm.
Damn, that's the huzz. Damn, that's the fuzz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul?
For me, I'm gonna start with fuzz. She said, "Damn, that's the fuzz."
I
thought the same thing. That's the shit.
The shit.
That's the shit. That's what it sounded
the
like.
Shit.
And then the next one, can you dig it? Shaq said that. So I know it's got to be from the 90s for one, I think.
Uh-huh.
But is it? I wanted to say, is it like You Feel Me? But I put, are you ready to turn up? Like some shit like that, you know?
Okay.
And then Jive Turkey, I just put like that Oompa Loompa looking motherfucker, bro. I don't know. Some fat motherfucker.
Okay.
I don't know.
For Jennifer?
Yes. How many points?
One.
For
dig it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jive okay. Turkey is not a dance move, y'all.
Damn.
Jason, you got... Let me see your board again.
You got
Jason,
70s?
You got 2 points for the 70s. So it's
what?
70s. Yeah.
Oh, it's game over.
70s. It's game over.
And then what's the... What, let me
can you dig it?
Yeah, can you
dig it? Yeah, can you dig it? Technically, Jason was on spot with can you dig it. Because it's go. Like, you feel me? You
yeah.
heard me?
Yeah.
You
know so I got 3 points there.
Mm-hmm. And then Paul?
I got zero.
You got zero. So jive.
What's fuzz? Oh.
So jive turkey means like it's a sus ass person, not reliable.
Oh,
that's a jive turkey.
That's a jive turkey, man.
It makes sense.
Can you dig it? You feel me? You heard me?
Oh, yeah. I was about to put
and
that.
And the fuzz, that's the cops, you guys. The cops. That's why I was like, damn, that's the fuzz. You know what I mean? Damn, that's the cops.
But see, that the way you said it could mean a lot of things.
It could. That is true, bro.
But I felt like fuzz and like the feds. I don't know why. I feel like it kind of makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it kind of makes sense. That's kind of sick. Like the
fuzz. That's from the 70s?
That's from the 70s.
Bro,
what? Dude? I feel like you guys could have gotten 70s from Can You Dig It?
Damn, I thought that was 90s.
I got it. You know, I got
it. Yeah, how'd
you
get that?
You know what I mean?
Like, my reasoning for 90s actually, like, makes sense. There's some logic there. You know, like, how'd you get 70s? How'd you land upon that?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Yeah.
Like, you heard that in something from the 70s? Or
no, it's just like, can you dig it? It's not like, because 90s is, like, pretty recent.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, well, that was my fun little game. And Jason won, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
What's the points looking like?
I'm at 6.
I'm at 2.
I got 3 points.
Wow.
Jesus, sweet.
I came in at silver.
Yeah, dude, I got bronze, bro.
Okay, well,
who's mean that Gen Alpha, bro?
Yeah, no, this is a good segment. I like this.
Yeah.
It's fun, right?
Yes, great segment, Megan.
Thank you, guys.
Very smart.
What is, like, technically better for you? To be with somebody that makes you a little nervous or makes you feel comfortable?
The nervous is good in a way, too.
Nervous is good. I like that.
What do you think is better overall, though?
Nervous. Because I think if she's, like, out of my league, then I'll be nervous. If she's, like, if I'm out of her league, then I'll be comfortable.
Okay.
Right off the bat. Obviously, you'll get comfortable with somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
dude, the nervousness, bro, I feel like you won't be yourself ever. Fully, 100% yourself. Drop all the pride and be how you would be if she wasn't there in front of her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I do like that part of being comfortable in a relationship. Like, you can do whatever the fuck, and it's chill, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can be a weirdo. Yeah. I love that about relationships.
Yeah, dude.
I think, though, for this question, the girls, it's better for us to be comfortable, and then maybe the guys, it's good to be nervous.
Yeah.
I think it's also good, to for guys to be a little scared of the girl, a little bit.
Scared of what?
Totally
no, agree. Not like scared as in like, oh, scared.
Right.
Scared to like disappoint her and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you're so easily like telling her something you did wrong and not scared of that, I feel like you take her for granted. Like, you kind of like see her not respectfully. Yeah. Like, because, you know, when you're younger, you're scared to tell your parents something that you did wrong or bad.
Yeah.
I think that kind of fear is a little good in relationships.
Really?
Sometimes.
I'm still on the comfortable side.
Yeah. But it's almost always best to be comfortable, I think. But just don't take advantage of it.
Nah, for sure.
I think for me, like, if I'm thinking about it, me personally, I really only work well with the nervousness, because then that's how I know that I actually like that person in a way. Right. Yeah. Because like sometimes like I'll like them, but I'm like comfortable, then there's no spark for me. I feel like, you know, I kind of need that like extra oomph in a way.
Are we talking about that initial, or are we talking about with when you're in the relationship here?
Yeah,
because initially the nervousness, of course, bro.
Right.
If I'm comfortable with you right away, it's like, bro, you're a homie, bro.
Yeah.
Straight up, dude, you know?
Yeah.
So. I feel like even in my last relationship, I was still a little nervous throughout the whole entire relationship.
The whole
relationship? I still got like butterflies and stuff like that.
I don't fuck with that either.
I'm like, bro, I got to walk on my tippy toes, bro. Like.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was.
Do you guys feel like with your partner has seen like your truest weirdo form? Like truest weirdo form, the type of weirdo that like even you freak yourself out because you're kind of whoa, like that was a little too much. Like, you kind of reset.
Yeah. I definitely
software update.
Yeah, bro. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay, that was too far.
No, yeah,
bro.
That was too far.
Like, that's actually just a private thing, right? No, so why am I doing this, bro? Yeah, I definitely feel that way.
I feel like I've never gotten to that point yet.
Really?
Yeah. I've never gotten to the point where I'm like, I've been like that with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm a weirdo. Like, I'm using all four fingers for the chip in the bag. You know what I mean? Like, literally.
Yo,
like,
that's not even weird, Megan. I feel like I'm talking about, like, you know, weird when you're by yourself?
Yeah.
And, like, you're just doing some weird shit that even you are kind of weirded out by.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I think I just don't understand, because, like, even in my last relationship, I was a little nervous to be like fully weird, you know?
I see.
Yeah. And I felt like I was just like, I think it was just so bad. Like I didn't want to be judged by him.
Yeah.
Cause it was like that vibe for me. You
yeah.
know?
He didn't give you the space to
exactly.
be weird.
Exactly. Right.
So I guess I don't understand right
now. I honestly feel like that really grows your love.
Dude, I know.
Yeah. But so I'm like excited. I'm excited for you to finally reach that where you're like, damn, like this man loves me.
No,
right,
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I feel like hearing Jennifer's stories about like, you know, like even anything like that you tell me about in your past relationships,
yeah.
I get like, I'm like very excited about it because I'm like, fuck, yeah. like I literally haven't like fully understood like the basic foundations I feel like that all relationships kind of go through.
Yeah.
But mine like just skipped a bunch of steps. You
yeah.
know?
That so, one was like, an interesting one.
I know. Yeah. I'm kind of excited, but I'm also kind of scared because like I've never been like that with somebody, you know?
How mm-hmm. fast did you guys reveal your weirdo?
Pretty fast.
No, yeah, I'm pretty fast with it really? Too. Yeah.
I think the guy has more leeway to come out first, I think.
To come out first?
Yeah.
Really?
Because like if the guy does it, then the girl follows, right?
Yeah, for the most part, I would say, yeah. Because the girl doesn't want to open up by being weird first, because then she might get judged by the guy or something, yeah. I feel like. But I don't know. I kind of wait a bit, actually, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they get the sense that I'm weird, though.
No, yeah.
But then, like, yeah. They have a feeling, but they're not sure for a long time.
Weird adjacent.
Yeah. Honestly, like, yeah. Like, even, like, after a year, I feel like there's some things like, I didn't do, bro. But, like, two
really?
Years in, I'm just like, bro, I don't
give
a fuck,
really?
Bro. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty long.
Yeah. Like, now I could do anything the same.
Yeah.
But back then, yeah, there's some things I wouldn't want to do, bro. Like, I'm just not, like, ripping ass, like, right when I wake up, like, you know, just walking by, keeping it pee, you know?
Wait, I'm talking about,
that's
like...
That's not weird.
That's
more comfortable.
Yeah, that's comfortability.
Oh. Yeah, I'm talking about, like, bro, she's, like, literally, I'm in the restroom talking to myself in the mirror, and then I don't realize she's watching me.
No, it's like that type of shit.
I'm like, oh, shit.
That's crazy.
No, it's like that type of stuff. Dude, I
don't
know.
Do that, bro. What?
No, I feel like that's like my weird too, where I'm like
really
literally having full on, like I'm talking like this too, like this volume, like by myself in my room.
Oh, full volume's crazy. It's more so like
I'm full volume with it.
It's dude. More so like the thoughts are up here, but half sense come out the mouth, and then it's like
No. Yeah, you have
like,
a conversation. With
yeah,
yourself.
I'm like washing my face, but I'm thinking, and then some parts come out, some parts are up here.
Bro, I'm talking about like weird, like we're peeing
like
at the same
the
time.
Yeah. That shit. That's
no, like. Peeing in the toilet at the same time.
In the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that
OD.
Type of shit. Bro.
Oh, in the toilet.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that type of shit.
Wow.
Yes, like I feel like I get that close to somebody.
Really?
Yes, like I do weird shit.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Showers, like, okay.
I mean, showers, like, you know.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, what other weird ass shit I do. I feel like it's just when I, like, out, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's like my weird thing it's I like, do.
Right. I was talking about those too, like those random dances, you know? And then just go out. Like, yeah. Like, what the fuck, bro?
No, yeah. I mean, those too.
Yeah,
those are
jokes, bro.
Yeah, those are hella jokes. Dude, are you ever like super faded and you do something weird? And you're like, yo, what the
dude,
fuck?
Yeah, because I'm just like, what am I doing?
No,
why
I say it out loud.
On a Tuesday night?
Yeah, no, I say it out loud. I'm like, yo, that was weird as fuck. Yeah.
Nah, definitely.
Honestly, though, like, I love weird people. Like, I love when my friends and I are just, like, weird with each other. You know what I mean?
Same.
Yeah, it's just so, like, it's so real, you know?
No, so real.
So real.
Yeah. No. Esther be matching my freak, but she says, like, she thinks I'm very, very weird.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like I haven't even really seen you at that stage of weird. So
no,
I don't think I revealed.
Yeah. I don't think I revealed my full weirdness.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That's actually insane.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of show you guys my weirdness.
Yeah, I mean, I see your weirdness time to time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think yours is more like quirkiness, not weirdness.
Oh, I see.
Like, I honestly feel like you, like, maybe... I don't know if like you're
how
completely
weird. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think too if like I'm really, really
you're
weird.
Normal.
Like, no,
she's normal. She's
not
normal.
But like, not normal, but I, Well, no, I feel like I'm a little weird, but I think my weird is different from your weird.
Maybe.
Yeah. I feel like my weird is like, I like spaz and like I'll just dance.
Dude, I honestly feel like even if you were like filmed, mm-hmm. like nothing like too weird would happen.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm exactly
like on a third person camera.
Like Truman Show. Like yeah. It would just be all good.
Yeah, like all I feel good. Like you are very like normal even when you're by yourself. I think I just imagined that for some reason.
Yeah, like the busting out and dance is almost like just like cute. It's yeah, like a it's normal like a cute girl thing.
Yeah. I feel.
Do you ever do anything where you're just like you'd wish nobody saw?
Oh yeah.
Like what? Like yeah, what are those things?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to say it. I don't know. I feel like it's I don't know.
It's
don't
weird?
Know. Yeah, but
like what? Like what does it have to do
well,
with?
Well, no, I think it's just like, you know, my alone time. It's just like me by myself. Like what I do by myself.
Yeah. So what you be doing?
Okay, I feel like my weird like my main weird thing is just like me talking to myself, but like I get like really extravagant about it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I like do a whole reenactment and then if I don't like how I said it, I'll say it again.
Oh, and I'll keep like schizo style. Yeah. For sure.
Like if I'm really excited and like talk about something, like I'll rehearse the conversation.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I'll do it over and over and over again until I'm like completely satisfied and I'm like, wow, that's a great conversation, Megan.
You're like both sides of
you're
the
both sides, yeah.
I'm both sides of it.
Oh, yeah, I've never heard that.
Yeah. Like I'll think about what the other person would possibly say.
And you say it out loud?
And then I say it out loud.
Oh, okay. I've never done that before, I think.
I've done that's like almost like rehearsing an argument.
That's, dude, that's what it sounds like.
I feel like everyone does that. Like
I only do that in my head though.
If they say this, I'll have this one
they're
ready.
Saying the other person's point of view out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's saying she's doing like the whole she's a one man show.
Oh, I'm like back and forth. Yeah,
I realize like I'm an extremely maladaptive daydreamer.
What's that?
It's like where you extremely daydream.
Just throughout the day.
Throughout the whole day.
Really?
And, like, yeah, I feel like I'm daydreaming all the time. You know?
Yeah, I think so. Me too.
Do you guys hear things in your head? Like, are you ever thinking about nothing? I truly don't think you can ever think about nothing.
But you know there's people like that?
I know.
Where they
don't
have an internal conversation.
That's what I heard, but that doesn't make no sense to me.
Me too.
Yeah.
I feel like it's mainly a guide thing, though.
And I hate when I ask someone, what are you thinking about? And they're like, nothing. Like, I know you're not thinking about nothing.
Yeah.
People do say that.
Yeah,
but
hate
they're also
that.
Not going to just bring up the weird specific thing they're
I
thinking
want
about.
Them to though like let's talk about something.
What was even the question?
How weird we are.
Oh, how weird we are.
I feel like out of here the weirdest I'm probably the weirdest, but like besides me I think Jason has some weird in him that like is very 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 rarely seen.
Really?
by the outside
weird
world.
Weird ass guy, huh?
By the outside world. Like Paul, I feel like you wear your weird on your sleeve.
Okay. Yeah. You can see it kind of.
But Jason, I feel like it's like in the deepest part of his soul. And like I feel like truly at his like final boss weird it could be
final
weirder than me.
Really?
Yes, like final boss weird.
Really?
He could get a little
final
freakier than me.
Final level weird could maybe
maybe top my weird.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
man. I've never seen that from Jason, so I don't know.
Well, but I just know it's in it.
I'm
in
curious
him.
What
no,
do you do
I,
at home
I
by
feel
yourself
like I,
man
no
I
not even by myself. It's just like
small weird
do you
things.
See it
I know it's yeah I know
you
it's,
notice it
yeah, I know
you notice
about.
It
but we haven't seen the full extent of it
he
but
gets
we've seen like
some
a good
weird ticks
80% of it
weird
he
ticks.
Gets weird ticks but like I just know there's some in there
just have a feeling
that's just fucking crazy
that's
weird.
How you know he's in a good mood too. Whoa. He'll bring out his little
yes weird. That's so true. Dude, that's so
like
true.
I literally know Jason's in a good mood if like he'll be like standing over there and he just starts like rapping or saying some lyric line.
Some random
he's
line
like,
what
y'all do.
Yeah,
and then literally walk away.
Dude, oh my god, wait, we gotta show them that one video when he was drunk. He's like,
oh my god,
They're changing my goat or something like that.
What?
Hey, what?
Yeah, no. I forgot what he said. You remember that one night?
Yeah, it was and when we were
bro, shut the fuck up.
We literally had the video and we were literally like, shut the fuck up. But you're like, they're watering down my goat.
Yeah. That's what he said. They're watering down my goat.
You do have sayings like that, bro, actually.
Dude, he's literally where is that
coming from?
Oh my god, it was literally when Drake had his headphones in at the club.
Yeah, it was that day.
Like, where's my wired headphones right now? He's watering down my goat.
Yes.
Oh shit, you do that, bro, actually.
No, but it's very, you know.
That's a telltale sign.
Yeah, actually.
That's so true when he is in a good mood.
When he's in a good mood. It is. He'll bust out into lyric. But he'll give like no context about
it. Yeah, zero.
Like we'll
zero.
Be having a regular ass conversation and then Jason literally randomly say something. Are you wrong?
No, you guys are right. You guys are right.
Spot on.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff that obviously I don't even show my partner too, I feel like.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's why this like made me think of like another question of like, do you think there's one person in this world that knows every single thing about you? And I don't know ever gonna be true.
Yeah, no way.
Dude, I don't even want them to, honestly, bro.
Everything? Oh no.
Everything would be crazy.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah. Like even the shit you regret, like everything is bad, bro. Yeah, dude.
No. Yeah.
Last question of the day. When is it too late to make it official?
Is it too late?
When is it
like the talking stage?
Talking stage or even I saw like something on Reddit, one of those Reddit confessions. Mm-hmm. Like the wife said no because the boyfriend took 10 years to ask to propose. And the wife said no was because why did I have to wait for 10 years for you to decide if you wanted to marry me?
So
the question is, when is it too late to make it official? It could be boyfriend, right, or it could be
for me
marriage.
Personally,
yeah.
When is it too late?
I do think marriage, there's a timeline, bro. Because I don't know. I think sometimes, 10 years is ridiculous, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, it does make sense what that woman was saying.
I totally agree, yeah.
But actually, for boyfriend, girlfriend, there is a time limit too, bro.
Yeah, I think there is.
Mm-hmm. I would say like a year.
Year.
If you're talking for longer than a year without dating yet, it's like, bro.
Yeah.
I think it's like 8 months.
8 months, yeah.
I think a year is too long, too. I did that year thing and not going to work out, bro. Mm. Like, I really think like the longest, I think it's right, Jennifer, to 8 months. Or
8 months.
Yeah.
6 months, I understand.
Yeah.
Seven's pushing it. But eight
why
is
do you,
like.
Why do you understand six?
Six is because like some people are just.
It takes
you
them
to see
a
it
time.
Out.
Yeah.
And it takes them time to open up.
I feel like. Yeah.
So I get the six.
Personally, I wouldn't wait more than five.
Yeah. I guess you guys aren't even. You guys are the ones waiting.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think me personally now too, the longest I'll wait is 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months is. Mm-hmm. But I get it. Some are slow to burn and whatever. But after six, it's like. Bro,
no. Okay, honestly though, now like because we've been on this podcast, it's not even worth 6 months because I feel like the guy knows within the first like date if they want to date her or not, right?
Low key,
yeah,
you do know pretty early on.
You do know early on, but I get that you have to see how they are.
Yeah.
Like the guys really want to know like how you are long term. Like, are you putting on this front?
Yep.
But like, bro, 6 months you're pushing your luck because it's like you're. I feel like at 6 months, you're doing some girlfriend duties by then.
Do you show your entire self even before getting asked to be a girlfriend if it's been like 8 months?
Ooh, honestly, I'm pretty quick to show all my
everything.
Cards.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'm very like, I just show who I am. But I think the connection grows stronger after you. Get into a relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like for me, I wouldn't show all my colors until I was like certified girlfriend.
It's hard not to, though.
It's hard not to. Yeah.
It is hard not to.
You're like basically holding your personality back
on
purpose.
Yeah, but I feel like I can't like fully let out my like jealous side if we were looking at the bad things.
You know what I mean?
I can't fully let go of my jealous side unless we're completely girlfriend and boyfriend.
for me.
Oh, so you're like, you're saying you let go of the jealous side when he.
No, I'm just saying like I bring it out. I can't. Oh, you bring I feel like I wouldn't be able to bring out my full potential of jealousiness.
You mean your crazy side? Yeah.
If we're not officially girlfriend and boyfriend.
Dude, I'm not fucking with that at all.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Bro, you're gonna get into something you don't even know because then she's gonna start acting up after.
Why, why is there a different side of you coming out as soon as we get into a relationship?
Yeah, I'll be actually so cheesed, bro. I feel like
that's just how it works for me. I feel like why am I like I yeah okay for me it's like. I can't be jealous about shit because I'm not your fucking girlfriend.
Right, but if it's like 7 months, you guys are damn near dating.
You could,
like,
yeah.
I understand girls have crazy sides, but it comes out earlier. Like, it doesn't, like, it comes out during that talking stage.
In a sense, yeah. I get like a good sprinkle dingle in there, you know? But I feel like I also wouldn't feel right. I wouldn't be able to get mad at them because it's like technically not. Anything.
I think you should.
You know,
feel like you have the right.
Okay, yeah.
To.
Now that you're saying that,
you definitely
like
should
more.
Because not only like for the guy's sake, but for your sake too, bro. It's like if you like him at 3 months in, why not be jealous? You know, that's at the point where you're about to be like, yo, like, are we? What's that called when you're only exclusive?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
During that conversation, like, it's dude, you're certified to be jealous, bro.
I
after
feel like
that,
that's like so hard for me.
Really,
like, to completely let down my wall in a way.
Because even for the guy too, I'll be honest. Like, if they got into a relationship and then all of a sudden you start acting like that, like, they might regret it right away. But they kind of feel bad, like, because they already just committed to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they just gotta stick around. But it's like, bro, like, where was all this?
I think I have like a issue with like losing people.
Uh-huh.
So I get like very protective about everything.
Until it's
so that I won't show my complete true colors unless I'm like completely like secure in that relationship in a certain way. Because I feel like I've never been like that before.
Yeah.
So then like I'm also afraid that if I truly let out like everything that I feel, like, I'm just going to lose the guy.
Which
way.
Is possible. That means it just wasn't meant to be with that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why you let it out earlier and then you find something that's more long term because you're revealing everything. Even with friends, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't feel that way about friends, it kind of sucks, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until you know they're a good friend, that's when you could start like being weird. But it's like, dude, there's people who like your weirdness.
Yeah, you know?
And those people you get along with super well, Megan. So, I mean, that's my advice too, for sure.
That's facts. Yeah. I needed that advice. Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we can ride.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what that. Sorry. Sorry, I was just like thinking about what you said.
Jennifer's dreaming about Hawaii, guys. She's
I was
gone
processing
without us.
It.
She's gone without us.
But to be honest though, guys, I asked out my ex after 7 months.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I didn't know till like 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like always you know.
Yeah.
In the first month.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I'll say you know in the sense of like, oh, I am
like
bound to
dude.
Get to
yeah,
know this girl
know
for
you
a long
time. Down,
yeah.
But I think you have to see it through.
Right,
like,
right.
Is this the one though?
Yeah. Like, and I agree with that though, what you're saying. Me too. It was like 6 or 7 months, bro, but I didn't even realize. I was like, oh shit, it's already been this long?
Yeah. But then the girls are like, yo, that's hella long.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, was it?
Because I do think
shit.
The first 2 months, bro, you could like almost take those out because you're just still figuring it out, bro. You don't even know if you're like fully locked in like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if we count that as talking stage or whatever. But
also, like, how often are you seeing them?
Right.
Right. You know, if it's like once a week.
Yeah.
Then if I feel like it might go to 6 months.
Yeah.
You know?
And these days, it is once a week, bro.
I feel like 6 months, once a week.
That's a lot.
Because I was almost about to say 6 months, these days might be too early, bro. Maybe you don't fully know them. Maybe you don't fully know them still. If you're only seeing them like once every 2 weeks.
Once every two weeks?
Yeah, and then
six months pass by
and you're like dating already? You've only
but
hung
it
out
ramps,
them 12 times.
It ramps up after like month
it
two
does,
or
it
three.
Does, it does ramp up hell.
Yeah, it ramps up.
Yeah. So,
oh, so exciting talk to a new person, you know, like all the crush jitters and stuff like that.
Yeah, bro, I think you got to experience it once, Megan.
The crush jitters?
No, a real guy loving you.
No, for real.
I don't know if you had it.
I know. Yeah. I honestly am sad that like you've not experienced like a good love.
I know, honestly,
because I honestly feel like your ex was so shit.
Yeah, I think my, it's so crazy I'm gonna say this, but like I'm just like excited to like have sex and like it be like so lovingly passionate between each other.
No, dude, that's the best. I think that truly bonds you in a way that like words can't.
I know, I feel like I'm just like, I see it in the movies and stuff, I'm like, bro, where's mine?
But also, so I think it's like just feeling like someone has your back.
Exactly. I didn't get that with my last relationship. Yeah.
But anyways, I gotta get to Hawaii, so.
Yep, we can wrap it up here. Yep. Shout out to Heavyweight Tees for sending us, man. It's fire, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if they watched the pod or.
Kirby.
I don't know. They might, because they showed us love. So Shout out to you guys. Good quality. You guys could see we all made our little customizations and shit.
Yes, sir.
He was clowning my Kirby, but it's fire, huh?
Yeah, who was clowning the Kirby, bro?
You was clowning the
what
Kirby.
What you mean, bro? I was saying that was the
you're
most
like,
fire.
No, you're like big ass Kirby.
Big ass Kirby. Yeah, it is a big one. But
Kirby.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's what she said.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed the segment as well. Thank you, Megan, for bringing that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's it. That's it. Shout out to everyone that made it to the end of this week's episode. Yep. And we're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.